Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Coming up on this episode of The Entrepreneurial You,
technology, marketing, a training program so you don't have to come in as an expert. So from day one, when you pay a franchisor a franchise fee, I always tell my candidates, it's opening the gate and buying you instant access.
Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. Thomas Edison. And of course, Thomas knows all about that with the light bulb and all of that. You know, what would we do if you gave up? Greetings, and welcome everyone to the episode of the Entrepreneurial You podcast, where we are going to be talking about franchising. It's episode 213. I'm your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. Today's episode is with Kimberly Daly. Kim has spent the last 20 years helping people achieve financial freedom by enabling them to find the perfect franchise opportunity. Her skill for matching a client's background, interests, skills, finances, and life goals to the ideal opportunity has made her one of the top franchise consultants in the USA. Today, of course, we're here to pick her brain and gain some insight into what can seem like a daunting process, deciding on the perfect franchise to enable you to gain financial freedom, how to build wealth, and the life of your dreams. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation that we're going to be having on that topic. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Thank you so much. And before we get into the meat of the matter, I'd love to know what you know about Jamaica. Anything that stands out for you?
Only that it's an amazing place to visit.
And live, can I add?
And live, sure. I've never lived there, but I have visited.
I know, right? I know. From my perspective, it's an amazing place to live. Yes, we have our challenges, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's amazing. Good for you. Palm trees and sunshine and water every day. I mean, it's paradise.
Yeah, everything area, no problem, man.
Exactly, no problem, man.
But of course, we do have our problems. We do have our challenges. But, you know, as a people who are resilient, and particularly in this pandemic, oh my gosh, resilience is the name of the game.
It is so true.
All right. So we're going to be talking, Kim, how to build wealth and the life of your dreams with franchising. So first of all, this topic is of interest to me, particularly because I've always seen franchising as a viable alternative to any entrepreneurial pursuits. In fact, I recall my own experience a couple of years ago with franchising. I didn't give it the opportunity, you know, the chance to really blossom as it should and could. And that was seeing your name franchise, which I pretty much was able to create things like Barney and personalize them and have them as wonderful gifts for kids and stuff. So that's my experience with it. But let's start with you telling us, Kim, as an expert, what is franchising really?
Okay. So franchising is a way for anybody who has the dream, who wants to own a business and be confident from the beginning that they can be successful, because somebody else has already gone out and like chopped down all the trees in the forest to create a path through the woods, right? So they've already gone out and figured out the business plan. They've created a toolbox, technology, marketing, a training program so you don't have to come in as an expert. So from day one, when you pay a franchisor a franchise fee, I always tell my candidates, it's opening the gate and buying you instant access to that proven business plan, the initial training, the ongoing support and mentorship, the toolbox of marketing and technology, so that you can be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And you're certainly buying down the risk of starting a business because you're partnering yourself with other people who've already done it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes all the sense in the world. And when we think about franchising, I mean, particularly in the Jamaican landscape, we think about the KFCs and the McDonald's and, you know, those bigger established franchise outlets, right? But I am sure, you know, because my research led me to the myriad of other opportunities that there are that we perhaps don't even know about. And in the USA, I know for sure that there are a myriad of franchises, you know, franchises that are existing. Now, tell us a little more about those, you know, not so obvious ones, not so known ones, and what are the opportunities presented there?
Hanukkah, it's a great question. And this is exactly why Kim Daly has a business. Because if you were out there and you had the dream to want to own a business, how do you know what's the right fit? Most people think about what they know, what they have experience with, a brand that they personally like as a consumer. But those kind of things don't necessarily equate to happiness as a business owner. So when I come in as the consultant, I get to know my candidates and understand their goals and their interests. We talk about the vision of the company. Do you want to build something in the next 5 to 7 years and then position it to sell it? Do you want to build something that's more of a 10 to a 15 year run and maybe leave it as a legacy for your kids? Because that the different strategies would equate to a different type of industry and growth trajectory. So I look at the candidate's goals and interests and skills, and then I bring from my relationships that are deep, 19 years. It'll be 19 years that I started my business. In February 14th of 2002, I became a franchisee of a company called Fran Choice. So I am a franchisee of a company that helps other people buy franchises. We call ourselves consultants, but anyway, so it'll be 19 years here in a couple of weeks from this recording. And so I leverage all of these relationships that I have in franchising to cut through, you know, the whole figuring out like what's the right company, even within a certain industry. I have that knowledge because I've sat here for 19 years and built relationships. So that's kind of how I do what I do. And I do it for free, by the way. But to answer your question, there are all kinds of franchise businesses out there, from, you know, little home-based businesses that might be, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 investment to self-storage, which is like the epitome of all businesses, right? Just put your money in no time, which, you know, could be maybe $3-5 million investments and everything in between. And when people work with me, Hanukkah, one of the first things I do for people is help them figure out what they can afford by helping them understand what money buys. One of the things I've learned in 19 years is the number one reason people end up not moving forward is money. Fear of losing money, fear of not making enough money, not understanding, you know, why franchisors charge certain fees, and, you know, they must be nickel and diming me. And so my business is to help people understand. And right away, one of the very first conversations I have with people is about what every franchise business costs and why, so we can relate that to their ability to invest and their income expectations. And then I can align the franchise opportunities to that comfortable investment level.
Wow. You know, I'm really excited to have this conversation for many, many reasons. I know. But first of all, I know that you help clients to find the perfect opportunities. But do you also, whereas a client, for example, may already have a business, do you also work with that client to develop that business into a franchise or create it for a franchise opportunity?
Okay. So another good question. So you might laugh at my answer. I normally, if someone comes to me and says, I have a business and I want to franchise it, I normally try to talk them out of it.
That makes no sense.
Like, because help and grow franchise brands. I'm like, yeah, because what's done is done. But what I say to people is, look, the first question I want to know is, why do you want to franchise? So franchising is a method of distribution, right? It's a method of growing your brand using other people's money. But think about this for a minute. When you're the franchisor, it's a tremendous amount of pressure because other people are typically investing the majority of their life savings in your dream. So I tell people, they're like teenage kids. no matter how much you do for them, it's never enough. They're never grateful. When it's working, they take all the credit. And when it's not, it's your fault. So if you still want to do it, knowing that, have at it, but I'm not the expert. Right. I certainly have relationships in franchising. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but not really. I mean, those are legit points. I mean, franchising in 2021 is a very sophisticated industry, really quite different even from how it was back in 2002 when I started. The expectations of franchisors coming to market with proven marketing and even call centers and sometimes national accounts and a back-end engine backed by private equity so that you can really pump money into this brand and make it the next big thing, that's a lot of pressure. And the average person who has the dream to take their business and help other entrepreneurs, you know, avoid the mistakes by here giving you my business plan and then I'll offer you some coaching. It's not as simple as that anymore today.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was younger in business, I say younger, I wouldn't even go say young because I'm still young. When I was younger in business, right? I was
I tell people I may be 19 years a franchise consultant, but I'm still only 35 years old. So
yeah. Right. So I say to them, you know, I was so excited to want to develop my first business, which was Pato Apparel, which is a clothing brand. And I really wanted to use franchising as an option to kind of expand. I mean, a couple of years in and so no longer doing that business, I'm not really interested in going that route. But recently, and why I'm also interested again in franchising, that recently my brother and I and, you know, some other family members were talking about doing a business together. And I am just thinking out loud right now that franchising could be something that we need to be looking into, right? So I need to know from you, Kim, and for those who are perhaps, you know, just a little intrigued now by our conversation, what do they look for when they're trying to identify a franchise to work with? What are some of the things that you'll tell your clients, you know, based on the budget and so on and so forth?
Okay. Well, the number one thing that you're investing in when you invest in a franchise is a relationship. So I equate the whole process of your due diligence. It's a courtship leading to marriage. Ultimately, it's the franchisor's job to award the opportunity to you before it's your business to buy. So today in 2021, franchises are awarded, they're not sold. Now, not every franchise, I'm sure there are some that if you have the money and you fog up a mirror, they'll give you the opportunity. But the really good companies, the ones that go on to become the big franchises with lots of happy franchise owners who are making money and who feel well supported. These are businesses where the leadership team recognizes that they are building a family and they need people that fit into that culture. They need people that are abundant thinkers. They need people that are risk takers, that have courage. They need people who are financially qualified. They need people who are outgoing, right? Who are going to be great brand ambassadors. So reverse that. When you're looking for a business, what you're looking for are, you're looking for a franchisor where you fit into their culture. You buy into their vision of where their brand is today, but where they want to take it over the next 5 to 10 years. You meet some of the franchise owners as part of your due diligence and you say, these people sound like me. They have dreams like I have and they're successful. So I feel like if they're doing it, I could be successful too. You're financially qualified. You have the skill set that matches the most important skill set that's necessary for success in that business. So if the most important skill set in a business is managing people, and you're not comfortable managing people, or it's not really your forte, that may not be a business that you're going to enjoy running. Like a lot of times back in the day, people would ask me for a UPS store. And I'd say, really? So that's kind of a retail operation. So do you enjoy being kind of stuck in four walls waiting for people to come into you? And there's more to that business in terms of going out and building relationships B2B, but therein lies a skill set as well. Are you comfortable going out and networking and promoting your business? If you're buying a UPS store because you feel like you just want to stand behind the desk, that may not work. That's part of what you do to build that business, but there's another part that's out promoting the business as well. So it's identifying the key characteristics that drive success in a particular business. And then in this interview process I do with candidates to pull out from them, from their past jobs, what do you enjoy doing? Not what you've done necessarily, because I find that what people have done in their corporate job or in working for other people, sometimes they landed in something and they did it because it made them money, but it didn't really make them happy. I want to know what makes you happy when you get out of bed every day. What do you want to do? Because it's that passion that we need that's going to fuel this business, because it's not always going to be easy. And you have to get up and be excited to take on the challenges and take on, you know, the difficulties in the business, because that's just real life, right? It's not all going to be easy. And so you have to have that passion fueling that dream.
Absolutely. And I can hear the passion in your voice, Kim, as you speak about what you love so much, huh?
I love what I do. I love helping people change their life. Franchising changed my life. That is a fact. Who knew 19 years ago that today I would be one of the most respected franchise consultants in the world? I've made history in franchise consulting, breaking records, helping more people than any other consultant in the United States. And I love to share what I've learned with other consultants so they can improve their skills and help more people. It should, and then all along the way, what about all the business owners I've created and millionaires I've created? It's absolutely unbelievable.
It is. I'm listening to you. I'm like, wow, you know, we need to have conversations off this podcast. How to build wealth and the life of your dreams with franchising. That's how we introduced topic, you know, introduce what we're talking about today. And so we are going to be going into that. We want to be happy. We all want to, you know, do things that we're happy about and make us happy, not the things that we've done in the past, but things that will make us be in a happy place. And that's where what we really want, you know. So how does franchising allow and enable that to happen, you know, for somebody listening and thinking, okay, that sounds good, but what's in it for me?
Great question. So when we talk about wealth, I always say rich people have money, wealthy people have time to spend their money.
I like that.
Coming into a franchise that you have leverage, that you're not buying yourself a job, right? You're not replacing a job for this business that's now a job where it's your time for money. So when we talk about the wealth that can be created in a franchise, it's through the leverage of technology, people, a brand, marketing, systems that allow owners to come in as CEOs working on their business rather than in their business.
That sounds like a Brad Sugar, isn't
it? Right. Yeah. So driving those key performance indicators, driving the financials, driving the marketing, managing the efficiencies of the team, not doing whatever the service is or building whatever the product is, right? And then there's the scale. So an entrepreneur may take, let's say, 5 years to figure out one location, to get the customer avatar perfect, the marketing perfect, to get that customer responding to the marketing, to, you know, figure out all the vendors, to work out the inefficiencies in the business. And in that same 5-year period, I can take a franchisee and in 5 years, he or she can own and operate 5 stores. Wow. So the wealth is created through the scale as well. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So, all right. So let's consider someone who doesn't have a big budget, right? And by the way, do you only work with big budget clients, you know, in terms of identifying franchises?
Oh, no. Like I said, there are businesses that are, you know, under 100,000 and there are businesses that are in the millions. So I always want to inspire anybody who has the dream. Don't limit yourself by not reaching out to me. My services are free. I'm going to invest some time with you to teach you what franchises cost, and we're going to relate that to your net worth. And so right away, you're going to know if you can afford to do this. But here's the thing. If you figure out you can't afford to do it, you're going to know why So you're going to know what you need to go save and when to call me back. Like, it's much more like I'm in this for the long haul, right? So even if now's not the right time, but and it takes you 2, 3, 5 years to like be ready, you now have a plan to go get ready. And that's infinitely more inspiring than just, you know, someone saying, oh, sorry, you don't have enough money, I can't help you. That's not helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm inspired already. I'm thinking we need to book a call immediately.
I love it, Hanneke. Listen, you wouldn't be the first podcast guest or host that ended up in my pipeline and then bought a franchise if that happens.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome sauce. All right. So the question I was about to ask, you know, like somebody doesn't have a lot of money, whether or not they should consider franchising, and you've answered that question. What's the first thing though, outside of coming to you and having that conversation, and we're having it on the podcast, what's the first thing that one of my listeners should consider before coming into franchising as an option?
Yes. So first, you need goals for your life, right? So what is your vision? I always look at the business as a means to an end. The business is the vehicle that's going to drive your life where it is today to where you want to be. And when you look at the business as the vehicle, it takes the pressure off of what the business actually does or what it is, right? Most people, again, they get so fixated on, you know, I love the gym, so I have to own a gym in order to be happy. Well, no. Like you, if you love an environment that's abundant, that's giving life to people, there are many different ways that we can apply that, not just to the gym, because right now may not be the right time to be opening a gym, or you may not have the risk tolerance for such a trendy kind of a business, or you might have a more long-term vision. So what's most important to me when people come to me is they have a vision for their life. And then we can look at where you are today with the skills you have and the money you have and where you want to end up. And then it's my job to find the most efficient vehicle to get you from here to there. The business is an investment. So also we want to consider what other investments, how else are you going to be using your money to make money? So the business, like you look at, we have a total pie of like our net worth and our cash flow, and how much of that pie do you want coming from the franchise investment versus, say, other investments in the stock market or real estate investments, right? And sometimes when I meet people, they are very experienced investors and they know what slice of the pie they want to replace from real estate to franchising. And then other times, this whole idea of having an investment portfolio where franchising is a part of it, I'm the first one to introduce them to that idea. And we start where we start. Make sense?
Wow. You know, I am so intrigued. I really am so intrigued, Kim. And I know too that my audience members are, my community members are intrigued, and I know that they're going to be wanting to reach out to you. But before, because we're coming to a close, and before we share your contact details, and I know you have a freebie for our audience, your free consultation, before you share that, I want you to wrap with your final thoughts. How to build wealth and the life of your dreams with franchising. We've said a lot. You've shared a lot with us. Excite us and whet the appetite, and we're looking for more. So kind of wrap with that.
You got it, Hanneke. So what I would say is when you have a vision for your life and you have a dream in your heart, first of all, sometimes you have to keep that dream to yourself because it may scare your family and your friends, and they may talk you out of it. So sometimes you have to go it alone until you've proven to yourself that you can make it, and then other people will come along on that journey with you. But if that dream is in your heart, don't talk yourself out of it. Find somebody like me who can mentor you through the process, who can teach you what you need to know in order to get up that learning curve and get the confidence that you can achieve this. And if you dare to say yes to this dream to own a business, I'm going to tell you, because I've done it myself, you don't have to have an MBA. You don't have to have prior experience in a business or as a business owner to be the number one franchisee in your system, to be the best at, you know, at what you do in your industry, or to live the life of your dreams. What you need to do is be committed to your dream, to be committed to personal development and growth, to put your heart and soul. And that doesn't mean 120 hours a week. It means putting your heart and soul into what you're doing to where you are so passionate that your passion is contagious. If you do that, I'm telling you, franchising can be a very viable option for anybody listening to turn their life from working from somebody else to working for yourself and really getting on that path to building the wealth that you desire and the life of your dreams with all the freedom and the ownership and control that you want.
Well said. Well said. And so for more information, how might we contact you, Kim?
Okay. My website is The Daily Coach. That's my last name, D-A-L-Y, thedailycoach.com. I have videos, hundreds of testimonials, books, other types of resources. I even have video testimonials from past candidates who are now franchisees. Some of the most powerful work I've done capturing their stories from getting laid off in corporate America or just having that desire that they never dared to pursue until they met me. And now they're business owners living the dream. So please check out my website. You can also find me on LinkedIn or Facebook as well.
Awesome sauce. And you do have a free consultation that you want to share that information as well. Where can we find that?
Okay. My services are always entirely free. So I get paid like a recruiter by the franchisors. So anybody who's listening, who has the dream to learn, to open their mind and explore, I encourage you to call me. We'll leave it at that.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, Kim Daly. It has been a pleasure. You have inspired, and I look forward to connecting with you further.
Oh, thank you so much, Hanneke. It's so fun to be a part of your network. I enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. And thank you, my peak performer, for being part of this episode, for tuning in to this episode with Kim Daly. I look forward to connecting with you next week. Of course, in the meantime, you can connect with me for all things podcasting, whether it's podcast production, podcast coaching, online course, or my book, anything of that nature. Visit HennekeWatkinsPorter.com and send me a WhatsApp message right from the homepage. It comes directly to my phone and I'll shoot you a response as soon as I can. This week's point of hope: but the noble make noble plans, and by noble deeds they stand. Isaiah 32, verse 8. What good?
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.